Do you often wonder how worthy your family is to you? Have you ever asked yourself how much you mean to them or vice versa? Jesus' message in love encourages you to always love and treasure your family. Families are meant to be held and have long been instituted by God to be the guiding light to the world. In fact, a family cannot exist without unconditional love. This is because most of the time it comes naturally due to family ties and familiarity. There are times when living in a family becomes exhausting due to lack of privacy on certain matters and feeling of being controlled. You are advised to always love your family, despite the social level that they might be in or the toxic traits that they are having. There are times when you may feel like neglecting your family and just moving away. However, you are reminded that your family members are the best gifts that you can ever ask for. There are times that you may find yourself at conflict with some of your family members. You need to remember that man cannot live alone, and that it is best to let go of some grudges. You were born in that family for a specific purpose, since all members of your family play in your life. There are various things that you can only achieve by the help of your family. Therefore, make them a paramount in your life in that you are concerned for their well-being. No matter how diverse your needs may be, always remember that all that matters is that you have a family. These are the people who you will run to in case things in your life do not go according to plan. Therefore, never be afraid of showing them how much you love and treasure them. Always choose to provide for your family. Does your family need help in any aspect in life? Do you feel like you haven't done much for them in this lifetime? Jesus' message in love tells you that your family is your responsibility to bear. When they are in urgent need in various aspects of their life, always choose to provide for them to their satisfaction. This is solely because your family is a representation of your image. Therefore, when you choose to let them suffer or face grievances, it will also reflect on your image. The best thing you can do is to find a way in which you can make them comfortable. You should never allow your family to undergo any grievances because they have been instituted in your life by Jesus. They are there to give you love, teach you the right path to follow, and shield you from any danger. Therefore, never feel a sense of loss when you choose to help your family. The other thing you can do is to cater for their emotional needs. They have emotional issues that they may be dealing with, which you may not be knowing about. You can take care of them by comforting them when they are aggrieved and letting them know that there is still hope for a better future. Showing them love also entails getting to know them better by noting their needs, dislikes, and life so that you may make their lives easier and improve their self-esteem. Remember that when you help them stabilize their emotions, you also get to live in harmony since there is no time that conflicts will arise. You can always choose to love your family without forgetting that they are the first people you can run to when you are in danger. Choose to forgive your family. Most probably at one point you may have entered into conflicts with some of your family members, which may have caused you to cut ties with them. You may feel like they do not deserve you, and that you need to cut off all ties. You are advised in Jesus' message of love to choose to forgive your family members as much time as you can. You have only one life to live, and they will always remain to be your family members at all times. Therefore, there is no need to get angry with them when you can choose to maintain peace. After all, if you can forgive strangers, then you should be lenient with your family. There are instances when you will discover that it is worth forgiving your family instead of your outsiders. Do not let at any point in your life that your family becomes your enemy. This is because they are the people who will ride and die with you, no matter the situation that you may be in. Jesus' message in love is a call for you to show love through forgiveness to all those family members you may be holding grudges against. At times, it may be necessary to become angry. However, it is not advisable to hold grudges for a long time. There is no need of keeping bad scores with the people closest to you. Rather, choose to maintain peace at all times, without holding anything back. You are lucky enough to have gotten the gift of being surrounded by people whom you share blood ties with. Therefore, do not waste this chance of belonging due to conflicts that can easily be solved. Always choose to be the bigger person at all times, which in fact will earn you much respect. The world is full of so many people who have bad intentions, and who may not honestly care for you. However, your family will care and love you, despite all the shortcomings that you may be having. At the end of the day, you are stuck with them for life, therefore, there is no need for conflict all the time. The best choice you can make is to forgive them as many times as possible and love them unconditionally. Allow God to lead you and your family at all times.